This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is one of several episodes featuring the 2018 gubernatorial candidates. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Republican businessman Bill Lee wasn't known to many Tennesseans before this year's race for governor. He'd been a major fundraiser for the GOP, but he'd never run for public office of any kind. But Lee touts this as a virtue.
Kind of glad I don't have any government experience. You know, I don't have experience with donors for multiple elections of mine. I'm not beholden to them. Don't have experience with lobbyists who have influence.
In the latest in our series of interviews with the six leading candidates for governor, Lee sat down with WPLN's Chas Sisk, and he's here to talk about that conversation. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
Well, let's start with that lack of experience. Middle Tennesseans have likely seen his namesake business, Lee Company, but what do we know about him as a candidate?
Really, not much. There really is no track record to go off of since he's never run or held public office before. So really, the first thing I did is I asked him directly about what he is all about. How do you describe yourself? I mean, are you a Christian conservative? Are you a Main Street Republican? Are you a Republican in the mold of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
How can you boil it down?
You know, I'm a conservative in that I am a person who really believes in limited government. I tend to think that government is not, it has a real important role in our society, but it's a limited role and it should be limited. So I'm a conservative and that's how I would describe myself.
Mm-hmm. And you've also talked a lot about your faith in your, I mean, would you say you're a Christian mm-hmm. conservative?
Yeah.
Then?
Is that fair? Yeah. I'm definitely a Christian. It's the most important thing in my life. And it's a worldview that I have. It also speaks a lot to why I'm even doing this.
Lee went on to say that because of that faith, he's committed himself to public service. And he talked about some of the work he's done with local nonprofits, especially the YMCA.
Well, Chas, despite not running for office, Lee has been around politics for a while, supporting the GOP through fundraising. But there are attack ads out there by his GOP rivals claiming in the past he's given money to some well-known Nashville Democrats, including former Mayor Carl Dean, who's running for governor. It seems like these ads are questioning his loyalty to the Republican Party.
Yeah, they definitely are. What Lee says is that those ads are deceptive, but they are actually true. I mean, he did give money to Mayor Dean and to Megan Berry as well. But he says only about 1% of his donations have gone to Democrats, and they don't even really imply that he was necessarily a fan of those candidates. He had a somewhat pragmatic way of talking about those contributions. He described them as business decisions.
In what sense do you mean that?
The contributions, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, customer of mine that a large customer who may have been raising money for a candidate that wasn't my mayor, but you know, they were supporting and asked me to make a $250 contribution. I did.
Well, Chas, let's talk about his business. Lee Company isn't going to shut down if he becomes governor, and right now it has contracts with the state. So what happens to all of that if he becomes governor?
Well, he says he'll step aside as the company's head and he won't be involved in the day-to-day operations, which you would expect. I mean, governor is a full-time job. It would be impossible for him to hold both positions. Probably more importantly, he pledges to terminate all of Lee Company's contracts with the state. That he says that will remove the perception of a conflict of interest. And he says they're really not a major part of his business anyway. You know, but if he were to win, you know, Lee would be the third governor in a row elected in large part because of his business background. One big distinction, though, between him and the previous two, Governor Haslam and Governor Bredesen before him, is that they had both been mayors before becoming governor. So I asked him a bit about that.
One thing that a lot of people observe, including Governor Haslam, who was a businessman before he went into politics, is that there is a real difference between being the boss of a company and being
no doubt
the head of government. So how do you learn? How do you prepare for that dynamic?
Yeah, I think that is, again, what leadership is about. Leadership really is about bringing people together, casting a vision, setting a course, developing a strategy, and that would be true with the legislature as well.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, just to be clear, it's not just the legislature. There's also like the TBI director.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's going to be a holdover. There's the courts. You know, there's a lot of people who you're going to be dealing with.
That's right.
That, you know, you don't appoint or are not directly answering to you. So how do you, in the sense, I mean, a business, everyone answers to you.
Well, actually, that's not true. I mean, in a business, you have banks, bonding companies, you have suppliers, you have vendors, you have customers. They're not answering to me at all. And so you have to develop a strategy that is a win for all of them and that makes it work for everyone. That's what you do in business.
Still, there's going to be a pretty steep learning curve. Billy says he is planning to tackle it, but not until after the primary.
Well, that was Chas Sis talking with Republican Bill Lee. He's one of the six top candidates for governor this year. Early voting has already begun with Election Day coming August 2nd. You can hear all of our interviews in our podcast, The TriStar State, and you can hear where the candidates stand on a variety of issues at WPLN.org/nextgovernor.